The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. It was on January the 3rd, 1924, that British Egyptologist Howard Carter found the sarcophagus of Tutankhamun in the Valley of the Kings near Luxor after several years of searching. And on that date in 1946, an Englishman known during World War II as Lord Haw-Haw, or William Joyce, was hanged for treason in London. Joyce had broadcast Nazi propaganda via radio from Germany to Britain during the war. It was the 3rd of January, 1959, when Alaska was admitted as the 49th U.S. state, with a landmass of almost one-fifth the size of the entire lower 48 states. And on January the 3rd, 1961, President Dwight D. Eisenhower broke off diplomatic relations with Cuba 2 years after communist dictator Fidel Castro had seized power and just weeks before John F. Kennedy was inaugurated as the next president. It was the 3rd of January, 1990, that Manuel Noriega, the deposed leader of Panama, surrendered to American authorities on charges of drug trafficking after spending 10 days in hiding in the Vatican embassy following the U.S. invasion of Panama. And on that date in 1993, President George Bush and Russian President Boris Yeltsin signed the START II Strategic Arms Reduction Talks Treaty, eliminating about two-thirds of each country's long-range nuclear weapons. It was the 4th of January, 1790, that President George Washington delivered the first State of the Union Address. On that date in 1974, President Richard Nixon rejected subpoenas from the Senate Watergate Committee, seeking audio tapes and related documents. It's the birthday on the 4th of January, 1809, of Louis Braille, who was born in France. Blinded as a boy, he later invented a reading system for the blind using punch marks in paper. And it's the birthday of Elizabeth Ann Seton in 1774. She died in 1821 and was born in New York. She became the first American Catholic saint in 1975. It was the 5th of January, 1919, that German communists in Berlin, led by Rosa Luxemburg and Karl Liebknecht, attempted to take over the government by seizing a number of buildings. However, 10 days later, they were both assassinated by German soldiers. On that same date, the German Workers' Party, or Deutsche Arbeiterpartei, was founded by Anton Drexler in Munich. Adolf Hitler became member number 7 and changed the name in April of 1920 to the National Socialist German Workers' Party, or Nationalsozialistische Deutsche Arbeiterpartei, commonly shortened to the Nazi or Nazi Party. It was the 5th of January, 1925. That Nellie Taylor Ross of Wyoming became the first female governor inaugurated in the United States. And in 1968, Alexander Dubček became the first secretary of Czechoslovakia's Communist Party. He introduced liberal reforms known as communism with a human face, which resulted in the Soviet troops invading Prague to crack down. And it was on that date in 1972, that President Richard Nixon signed a bill approving $5.5 billion over 6 years to build and test the NASA Space Shuttle. It was 4 years later, in 1976, in Cambodia, that the Khmer Rouge, led by Pol Pot, announced a new constitution which legalized the communist government and renamed the country as Kampuchea. During the reign of Pol Pot, over 1 million persons died in the killing fields as he forced people out of the cities and into the countryside to create an idyllic agrarian society. Educated and professional city people were especially targeted for murder and were almost completely annihilated. In January of 1979, the Pol Pot regime was overthrown by Cambodian rebels and Vietnamese troops. It's the birthday of King Juan Carlos I of Spain, who was born in Rome on January the 5th, 1938. He was chosen by Francisco Franco to inherit his right-wing dictatorship and was sworn in as king on November the 22nd, 1975, 2 days after Franco's death. The new king then announced his intention to mold Spain into a broadly based democratic society. Now for this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. Listen closely now, because there's only one clue. In what year did the Dow Jones Industrial Average top the 2000 mark? Was it January the 8th, 1967? January the 8th, 1987? Or January the 8th, 1997? If you don't know, I'll give you the answer toward the end of the program. It was on the 6th of January, 1066, that Harold, Earl of Wessex, was crowned King of England following the death of his brother-in-law, Edward the Confessor. Harold II was England's last Anglo-Saxon king. In October of 1066, Harold met the invading army of William the Conqueror at Hastings and died on the field of battle. On that date in 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt delivered his State of the Union address to Congress, asking for support for the Lend-Lease program aiding allies fighting the Axis powers. Roosevelt also defined four essential freedoms worth defending: freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. And on January the 6th, 1990, Poland's Communist Party disbanded and then reorganized as the Social Democratic Party, an opposition party to Solidarity. It's the birthday in 1412 of Joan of Arc, who was born in France. After a series of mystic visitations by saints, she inspired French troops to break the English siege at Orleans and win several important victories during the Hundred Years' War from 1337 to 1453 between France and England. She was eventually captured and sold to the English, who tried her for heresy and burned her at the stake. In 1920, Joan of Arc was canonized a saint by the Roman Catholic Church. It was on the 7th of January, 1714, that a patent was issued for the first typewriter designed by English inventor Henry Mill for the impressing or transcribing of letters singly or progressively, one after another, as in writing. And in 1782, the first U.S. commercial bank opened as the Bank of North America in Philadelphia. The 7th of January, 1989, Emperor Hirohito of Japan died after a long illness. He had ruled for 62 years and was succeeded by his son, Crown Prince Akihito. And on that date in 1999, The first presidential impeachment trial in 130 years began as members of the U.S. Senate were sworn in by Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist to decide whether President Clinton should be removed from office. House prosecutors had delivered two articles of impeachment, charging Clinton with perjury and obstruction of justice. It's the birthday of Millard Fillmore in 1800. He died in 1874 and was the 13th U.S. president, born in a log cabin in Cayuga County, New York. He was a Whig who became president upon the sudden death of Zachary Taylor in 1850 from cholera. Best remembered for signing five bills concerning slavery, known as the Compromise of 1850, which temporarily prevented civil war in the United States. He was not renominated by his party. It was January the 8th, 1798, that the 11th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified, preventing lawsuits against a state by anyone from another state or foreign nation. And it was on the 8th of January, 1959, that Charles de Gaulle took office as the first president of France's Fifth Republic. De Gaulle had led the Free French government in exile during Nazi occupation. Following the war, he advocated a strong presidency to balance the powerful National Assembly. He was chosen to head the new government following years of political instability, in which no French government was able to stay in power for more than a few months. On this day in 1966, he took office for a second term. It's the anniversary of the Battle of New Orleans, which occurred on the 8th of January, 1815, and it occurred as General Andrew Jackson and American troops defended against a British attack, inflicting over 2,000 casualties. Both sides in this battle were unaware that peace had been declared 2 weeks earlier with the signing of the Treaty of Ghent, ending the War of 1812. And on the 8th of January, 1918, in the aftermath of World War I, President Woodrow Wilson proposed his 14 points, calling for a reduction of arms, self-determination for governments, and the creation of a League of Nations. On that date in 1964, President Lyndon Johnson declared war on poverty during his State of the Union message before Congress. And in 1982, the American Telephone and Telegraph Company, better known as AT&T, was broken up as a result of an antitrust suit. AT&T gave up 22 local Bell System companies, opening the U.S. telephone system to competition. Finally, on the 8th of January in 1935, it's the birthday of Elvis Presley, who was born in Tupelo, Mississippi. It was on the 9th of January, 1960, when the first blast of dynamite construction work began on the Aswan High Dam across the Nile River in southern Egypt. One-third of the project's billion-dollar cost was underwritten by the Soviet Union. The dam created Lake Nasser, one of the world's largest reservoirs at nearly 2,000 square miles, irrigated over 100,000 acres of surrounding desert. The dam was opened in January of 1971 by President Anwar Sadat of Egypt and President Nikolai Pogorny of the Soviet Union. It's also the birthday of Richard M. Nixon in 1913. He died in 1994. The 37th U.S. president was born in Yorba Linda, California. He served as vice president under Dwight D. Eisenhower from 1953 to 1961, then made an unsuccessful run for the presidency, narrowly losing to John F. Kennedy. Nixon ran for governor of California in 1962 and lost. He then told reporters he was leaving politics. However, he reemerged in 1968 and ran a successful presidential campaign against Hubert Humphrey. He won re-election by a landslide in 1972, but resigned 2 years later amid impeachment proceedings resulting from the Watergate scandal. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. In what year did the Dow Jones Industrial Average top the 2000 mark? Was it January the 8th, 1967, January the 8th, 1987, or January the 8th, 1997? Well, it was on January the 8th, 1987, that the Dow Jones Industrial Average first topped the 2000 mark. I'll leave you this week with this quote from Cardinal Francis J. Spellman. Pray as if everything depended on God, and work as if everything depended upon man. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.